Blog Talk Radio.
East Coast, drink to this wine. Yeah. This beat I cannot miss, I'm so up on it. This beat you cannot miss, get turned up on it. This beat I can't resist, I'm fucked up on it. This beat you can't resist. Patron, can't leave those drinks alone. Yeah, bitch, what's up? Okay. The West is hot, it's sitting at the bar. She feeling like a superstar. Get her drinking, loosen up the tongue. Let's find out just who you are. She was drinking Heineken and Hennessy. I was drinking MOX, Muscadet. Can't keep her cat eyes off of me. She was drinking on every single beat.
Drink.
She wanna, he wanna, we wanna drink to this one. Sam Cornrows, so faded, so dread afro. Boys checking out all the girls, the ones that they want in the world. Long weaves, bob cuts and braids, long bombs, red heads get laid. This beat I cannot miss, I'm so up on it. This beat you cannot miss, get turned up on it. This beat I can't resist, I'm fucked up on it. This beat you can't resist.
We are live on another The Dopeness interview series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. I'm live with the dopest in the world. That right there was Drink to This by a very, very talented young artist named Tangelica. Tangelica Domine. And she just dropped a new song called Boss Moves. We're about to get into it very deep right now, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce yourself, Domine.
Hello. My name is Tangelica Domine, and I'm from North Carolina. I'm a rapper, new artist, and I've been working on a few projects lately, and my genre is rap and rap pop. I just love music. I love rapping. I've been on the scene. I work with Coast to Coast Live Mixtapes. I've been touring with them on stage, and so I put in a lot of work with these new projects I'm coming up with. So, yes, I'm very excited.
Very excited for you. I appreciate you coming on because you're doing some huge things, especially with the new singles you're dropping on the SoundCloud, and it's just everywhere. Millions upon millions of streams and views. That's crazy. So you had to be putting in some very, very hard work. Can you tell us like where it all started? How long you've been doing it?
Yes. Let's see. I started like in 2015, but I've been writing music for like maybe 5-10 years at least. I've been writing a lot, and I've listened to music in my car. I used to rap in my car and love music, and so my epiphany was like, I got to do something with all this. So I wanted to put it all together, and there's a lot of people in my life that, you know, gave me a lot of support to keep it going and, you know, put all I could do into it and everything. So I got a lot of good feedback, so I kept doing it more and more, and I never stopped singing.
Wow. As far as inspiration goes, were there any artists out there in your life, like personally, that you look up to, or like in the industry that you kind of, you know, let you know that you could actually, you know, do this?
Yes. One of my favorites is Nicki Minaj. Then there's Cardi B. I like Tinashe. I watched her, and I listened to their interviews, and I love their music. You know, they inspire me in a lot of ways about how they get female artists in the industry. You got to get out there, and you got to do. It's not that many of them, but once you get started and get out there, you have, you know, full support and everything. You just got to go hard. But yeah, especially Nicki, Cardi B, and Tinashe. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy that the top female artists, the dopest, are kind of like embroiled in that beef, and fighting for that top spot. Do you think that you'll make it up there to that top spot or somewhere in that conversation in the near future?
I would certainly hope so, because I've got some mad strategy. Since I started Boss Moves, I like to keep it going on that momentum. But I do have other types of genres that I, you know, put into it. So I'm a singer, a rapper, and a songwriter. So hopefully that'll take me a long way. Yeah, you should listen to my first album, was Super Dreamcatcher. Yeah. So my first album was Super Dreamcatcher, and then I said, well, I would like to make a remix, start that strategy off, and then come up with some more singles, and then hopefully I'll be able to make a new album this year, or mixtape, and, you know, see where we go from there. I'm trying to push for a label, trying to get signed.
Wow. Big plans. Now, that goes
yes.
along with the theme of the song, Boss Moves. So that's what we're doing right now. How did you come
right.
up with that concept? And what's the thinking behind Boss Moves?
Well, it seems as though the hot topic at the time I wrote the song was about being your boss, you know, making some boss moves, taking a new direction in your life. There's a lot of artists that made their own type of boss move songs or whatever inspired them. So I wanted to come up with my version of it, and I love the club life. So I had to make something, like, you know, just a little bit more poppy than what I had originally heard, and I just wanted to do it my way. So,
Okay.
The nightclub,
the
nightclub inspired me, but then I figured, well, I want to be your own boss. I want it to be that someone else could listen to it and take it, and it still represented them too.
Yeah.
So I gave them,
it's,
you know, inspiration. You got to be your own boss. Mm-hmm.
It's very empowering. I could, you could probably play this at the gym, at the club, you know, at a leaders conference, making them
move.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Exactly. You can take it to a work level. You could take it to the club, or you could take it, you know, personally with someone that you are involved with. Any kind of way. Any kind of crazy boss move way.
Hey, let's think back, Sanjelica, to when you actually heard the beat. Like, how did you create this? How did this come about? Did you get it in the studio and then you just knocked it out? Or did you sit on it for a while? And, like, how did you discover this sound?
Well, I listened to my favorite tracks. And so I decided to come up with some, you know, some really good bars because of the track. So that's how I started. I was listening to tracks, and I wanted to make a collection of my favorite ones. And suddenly the song, you know, it came up, and I said, well, gosh, this sounds really nice. It will go, you know, really well with the words I wrote. So it took me about 5 minutes to write the song. Then I kept going over it and over and over to make sure it was, yeah. It was just that it was just that dope.
Wow. Who on the beat?
Say that now.
I said, who's that on that beat? Who made that beat?
Let me see. I gotta remember. Boss Moves was made by the thought leaves my mind. Because I should know that by now. I should know it.
Okay, so you
when we come back
producer
to it,
that
you
Right.
Oh,
it's a producer that you connected with online.
Yeah, DJ Green. He's from like the Durham area, from Bull City.
Okay.
So I based a lot of my work in Charlotte, Durham, and Raleigh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got the track. It was like electricity hit you. You knocked the song out, and you went and recorded all in the same night?
No, not that fast. I picked the track out and everything, and I had a list of songs I wanted to write. So I did like several of them back to back, 1, 2, 3, and then I was looking for the right producer that could take it to another level. That's when I could, you know, definitely do it that way. You know, like I had everything together, but being in the studio is like one song at a time and everything. But I wrote everything prior to going into the studio. The track was 808 Trap Beat.
There you have it. You know what? Go ahead and introduce Boss Moves. We're going to go ahead and rock out to it and come right back and talk about it a little bit more.
Okay. Coming up is Boss Moves. Be your own boss. Make some moves.
Let's get it.
Ow. Boss Moves. Boss Moves. If you thinking like a real boss, Make boss moves. All my boss ass bitches making boss ass moves. Significant boss ass bitches like me wearing boss ass shoes. Watch me make boss moves. Boss moves. Yeah. All my money making bitches get your cash out. Pull your whip up, get some sound out. I don't fuck with these hoes or these fake ass bitches. I never let a dirty bitch eat off my dishes. I don't play, I slay mine. If you step in my lane, I'm a trap brain FaceTime. I rule the day, since you like a dip, feet old lay. I make you fade away, busting down on a wave. I'm a boss. I'm a hella mine on a hella dime. Blowing blue trip, red bells at the drop of a dime. I'm a hella turn up on that rolly ice time. What's mine? That's mine. Boss up on a move, but down on a wave. Boss up on a move, but down on a wave. If you thinking like a real boss, make boss moves, make boss moves. All my boss ass bitches making boss ass moves. Significant boss ass bitches like me wearing boss ass shoes. Watch me make boss moves, boss moves, boss moves. Da, 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 da. Boss moves. Yeah. I'm a boss ass bitch making boss ass moves. I be that boss coming, you be that bitch going. That bitch scouting, I be that bitch knowing. You gawking, stalking, I'm talking and walking, I'm killing them, causing chaos. In my Demi too, Balenci's ball, main boss game. I'm the boss. Gang so tight, you gon' have to take a loss. You can toast this, I throw cake face in your face. Make you wanna bite this, hit the face. Straight up Boston, straight up. Kiss my shoes. Watch me make boss moves. Boss moves. Boss up on a move, but down on a wave. Boss up on a move, but down on a wave. Voila. BBS on my watch. Boss. BBS on my chain. Boss. And my pinky ring. I'm a B-O-S-S boss. Making boss moves.
Boss moves. Da 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 da.
That's so cool, right? I love it.
Right, that right there was Tangelica Domine with Boss Moves. We are back with the artist So how did you come up with that playful background, da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
I had to put something on it. I got to put a spin on it. So, you know, it's my work.
Yeah.
I just love the extras. I hear a lot of artists put a little extras in it with their music, and I just had to put something different in there. It keeps flowing,
yeah,
don't it?
It's those things that you don't expect to just, like, stand out and repeat over and over in that person's ear to draw them closer to you.
Okay.
All right. So can we expect Boss Moves, like the songs that you got up on the social media, like Boss Moves and Drink to This Remix, can we expect those on like an album, or is there an album already out there that we need to go and get?
Well, my first album is Super Dreamcatcher. That's in the stores, Spotify, Tidal, Apple, iTunes, and everything. But, like, I have four singles I came out with. The first one was Drink to This Remix. And then it's Boss Moves. And then the third one is Mi'kmaq Blue. You're going to love that one. If you ever check it out, it is Mi'kmaq Blue. It's like Boss. It's good, too. It's just like when you get started, you can't stop. So I'm trying to get to that level where I can get some videos made. And then after that, I kind of like level it off and give something sweet to the ladies, like it's Kiss Kiss, and you would love that one too. It's really pretty. So, yeah, you can just definitely check it out and tell me what you think about it in the future.
And all
definitely.
Of that, now, those two singles that you talked about, like Kiss Kiss and the other one, I believe it was Midnight Blue. Is that all on the SoundCloud? Yeah, is all that on the SoundCloud?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ravens are off the chain.
There you have it.
You feel the same way. I've had a lot of feedback and a lot of comments, reposts and everything. It's just getting close to the million. So, I mean, I love it.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Now, as far as the future, it sounds like you're gravitating towards, of course, right now, just building that solid foundation with the singles and getting your buzz up and everything. And gradually looking to potentially partner with a label or something like that. What else do you have on the horizon that you want to mention to anybody who might be listening, whether it's a fashion line, a webisode series, or, you know, anything that you're endorsing or any event you got coming up, whatever you want to shout out?
Shout out to... probably making some more singles, maybe modeling, maybe some dance projects, videos, of course, and catch me on some blogs. I'm definitely pushing for, like, maybe at least 30 blogs, at least 30, 40 blogs, so your favorite magazines or whatever that you go on sites for, like The Fader or... Idol Later or Hip Hop Weekly. I'm trying to get on that really heavy. So, yeah, I've been busy. I'm trying to make some moves now. I'm trying to keep it going and keep the momentum up. And then once you listen to one song, you want some more, and I get feedback like, when are you going to make a video and all this? And, you know, you should be on Spinrilla. I mean, I have – my first song was 100 G's. That was my – well, not my very first song. My first song was, like, So Country Crazy. You got to check that out, too. And then I went on tour with Coast to Coast Live. It was 100 G's. I sung that, you know, till I couldn't sing it no more. And then I said, well, I got to come up with some new music. So, yeah. I wish I could have just went, like, five or six, like most of the new artists do. But, you know, I really want to stay focused on, like, changing it up, you know, changing the game up. You know, boosting
all right,
up.
Well, hopefully, we'll be able to see a new video for this Boss Moves and see how that's
doing. I know, that's right.
I see the visual to that, you know?
I know.
All that
right?
Charisma.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I really appreciate you coming to speak with us about everything you got going on, Boss Moves, the whole movement. You know, shout out to all of the dope artists who are really out there on the independent grind right now. Artists like Tangelica, Dominae, Make sure you hit her up on SoundCloud. All of the links are there. If you're listening to the interview, you definitely have the links. So support good music. Follow her on IG as T Domine. On Twitter is, you know what? Go ahead. Tangelique Canoe, right?
Yeah, Tangela Canoe. On Twitter is at Tangela Canoe.
And there you have it.
And my
CD
website
Baby is
and
popping.
Mm-hmm.
And we both plugging. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited about that. But my website is like mytdomine.com. You got to catch me on that one. It has all my new songs, all my images, artwork, my blogs and things. You got to check that.
And there you have it, man. I really appreciate you coming on once again. Hats off to you. Much success to
you.
You.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, until next time, y'all, it's another dope artist on another dope episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Of course, I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. If you haven't, went ahead and follow the movement at USA Blog Network on everything, all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine. All right, until next time, we out of here, y'all. The Dopeness. Yeah, that's how we do it. We out. Peace.
Coast, drink to this wine. Yeah. This beat I cannot miss, I'm so up on it. This beat you cannot miss, get turned up on it. This beat I can't resist, I'm fucked up on it. This beat you can't resist, get fucked up on it. Long week, two stress, high key. Maybe least hot test, high speed. Drink up, turn up, turn on. Be so sick, I have to sit.
False move. If you thinking like a real boss, make false moves. All my boss ass bitches making boss ass moves. Significant boss ass bitches like me wearing boss ass shoes. Watch me make false moves. False moves. Making bitches get your cash out. Pull your whip up. Get some style out. I don't fuck with these hoes or these fake ass bitches. I never let a dirty bitch be.